Module 4, the first stage of team development, forming. What makes up a good team? Well, that question is open to interpretation, but we will start with the first step in the team building process, which is forming. We will discuss what makes up that stage and how each person in the team fits into the process. Hallmarks of this stage. When a new team forms, it concerns itself with becoming oriented. It does this through testing. It tests to discover the boundaries of interpersonal and task behavior. At the same time, the members are establishing dependency relationships with leaders, fellow team members, or any standards that existed when the group formed. The behaviors of orientation, testing, and dependence become the process called forming. Members behave independently when the team forms. While there may be goodwill toward fellow members, unconditional trust is not yet possible. Work during the forming stage is categorized as follows. Introduction leads to processes that occur with uncertainty. Coming together leads to processes that occur with apprehension. First agenda leads to processes that occur with excitement. What to do as a leader? Strong leadership skills are essential in the forming stage. The leader must provide an environment for introductions, create a climate where participants can begin to build rapport, present a solid first agenda so that the goals for the team are clear. What to do as a follower? Because the members of any new team may experience uncertainty and apprehension, it's important to help members feel comfortable and that they are a part of the group. In addition, helping team members enhance their listening skills will allow them to focus more clearly on the objectives, thereby helping to maintain interest and enthusiasm for the work of the team. Case study. Terry was leading a newly created task force consisting of himself, Paul, Tanya, Dennis, and Sarah. He called them all to meet in the conference room in order to form the foundation of the group and planned a few team-building exercises to help everyone find their place on the team and get to know their teammates. After everyone was introduced, Terry had everyone else pair up. They then took turns closing their eyes and falling backwards and being caught by their partner. After a few more trust-building games, Terry explained the details of the purpose of their task force. Afterwards, everyone left the meeting feeling that they could trust their teammates.